As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right. When I came back from my vacation, one of the things I was very excited about, and this is kind of geeky, but I was excited to go back down into my garden, to see my garden. Because when you see something, like for instance, your child, you see your child every day. And it's hard for you to notice the changes and the growth in your child physically because you see them every single day. And it's extremely subtle, and it takes place over a long period of time. But if you have grandchildren, children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren or what have you, or friends with children, and you haven't seen them in a while. I mean, I know I've done this several times. I have a friend who has kids, and I see my friend, and I go visit with him and his family, and I see his kids, and then I come back a year later or 18 months later, and I'm like, wow, look at the change. Look at the difference in those kids. Well, the same thing happens with your garden. You know, if you have a garden and you tend it every day, you go out every day and make sure that it's watered properly, you know, and you pull weeds or what have you, it's hard to see the changes in the plants. You don't really see them growing. But if you go away for a week or so and you come back and you look, you're like, wow, look at the growth. And something occurred while I was gone. My wife, she decided she likes peppers, right? She likes bell peppers. She likes jalapeno peppers. She likes, spicy peppers and so forth. And what she did a few months ago or whatever is she actually saved the seeds out of some peppers, saved them on a plate, on a paper plate, dried them. And then we went down in the garden and we took little pots, you know, and planted them. And this is a few weeks ago. Several weeks ago, actually. So we planted a whole bunch of seeds in our garden and little baby plants and so forth. And the pepper seeds that she had, you know, saved and dried and planted, those little pots were just little pots of dirt. And a week went by and 2 weeks went by. And some of the other things were sprouting, you know. a lot of the other plants were growing, but those two little pots with the, they had, you know, little sticks, little popsicle sticks that said peppers on them, right? Sticking in the pots. And all it was dirt. And we said, well, you know, maybe the seeds weren't any good, or, you know, maybe they're just not going to grow. And it was, it had been weeks. The other stuff was coming up, but those seeds were, they were dormant. It seemed to, you know, they weren't growing. Just empty pots of dirt, or pots of just plain black dirt. Nothing green in them. Well, I went away for a week or so. Came back, went out in the garden, and I'll be darned. There were some little tiny green sprouts growing in those pots. Here we were. I was, my wife was, I'll just say I. Here I was, ready to give up on those seeds. I thought, well, we tried, didn't work, seeds aren't going to grow. We're just going to have to go a different direction, buy some plants or whatever. But now, as I speak these words into this microphone, I just came out of the garden, and those little pepper plants are coming in really strong. Amazingly enough, 2 weeks ago, I thought they were dead. I thought we were going to get nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a lesson of seeds. And it's another garden lesson for you. Sometimes you plant the seed, and it seems like it didn't take. Didn't sprout, didn't root, didn't. It doesn't matter that you watered it. It doesn't matter that you put it in fertile ground. You're just like, hey, I guess it's not going to work. But you don't know, do you? You don't know, as a human, what's going on inside that little seed. You don't know what's going on under the dirt, do you? Because you can't see it. You can't see it until it sprouts, until it takes root and grows. Then you see it, and you're like, aha, I see the fruits of my labor. But before that, you just have to have patience and faith that the seed that you planted was a good seed. Now, are all seeds 100% always going to grow? No. I mean, that's just, that's the luck of the draw. That's the nature of the game. Not every seed that you put in the ground is going to take root. Not every seed is going to grow. But some are. Some are late bloomers. Some will surprise you. That could be how it is with human relationships. It could be how it is with your kids. And I know for a fact that's how it is with kids, because I have planted seeds, seeds of intellect, seeds of education, seeds of knowledge in my children. And sometimes I think, well, I guess the lesson that I tried to impart to my children just fell on deaf ears. Maybe they didn't understand it. Maybe I didn't explain it well enough. Or maybe they just rejected it. I gave them the seed. I planted that seed of intellect, and they rejected it, and they said, no, don't want it, flushed it out. But then something happens, and you listen, you have to listen, and your child will say something. They will be faced with a situation, and they will say something, or they will deal with the situation, or they will come up with a solution all on their own, and you realize that what just happened was the seed that you planted. You may have planted that seed years ago. You may have planted it months ago, years ago. You may have planted a seed and forgotten about it. And you don't even realize that it's there under the surface until your child says blank. Or they are faced with a problem and they deal with it and you realize, aha, that was the seed that I planted. That was a seed that I planted years ago. And look at that. It has sprouted and it's taken root. And look, and lo and behold, I planted it. I forgot about it. And there it is. So don't get frustrated with your seeds. If it's a seed of intellect, it's a seed of knowledge, if it's a seed of education, don't get frustrated because that seed didn't blossom, didn't take root and grow overnight. Because very rarely does that actually ever happen. Very rarely does a seed grow overnight. You've got to give it time. sometimes you think, I planted that seed and it's just not going to take root. That, I guess that was it. It's a dead seed. But you just don't know, do you? You don't know what's going on underneath the surface. Maybe it just takes a little bit of time. But when it does grow and it shines and it's there for everyone to see. So ladies and gentlemen, that is your lesson for today. The lesson of seeds. Sometimes you just need to plant the seed, have a little bit of patience, and have a little bit of faith. And you'll be surprised at what grows and what comes from it. All right. Is that good enough for you? If it's not, write to P.O. Box 405, Boulder, Colorado, and I'll send you a complete refund of today's purchase price. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.